Perek Dalet Mishnah Hay, fourth Perek Mishnah Hay. We have been discussing halachas when you have two does that are less than the Shiur Chal and they combine. So in the previous Mishnah we saw Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Chacham, Rabbi Kiva holds that if you take Chala from a does that doesn't have a Shiur Chal, it does take effect, and if you add on afterwards, it will retroactively work for the full share of Chala you eventually have. Whereas the Chum says that if it's time of proclamation, if you're not of the Shiur, it doesn't work. So another implication of this machlokes is our Mishnah Hey. And they took up the chal from each one independently, even though each dove did not have a shiur chal. So we learned before, if Kiva holds the chal does take effect, and the Chacham holds does not take effect. The chal of us and the chal atav, then afterwards you stuff them together and make them into one chal. Akiva Paitra, Akiva says you don't have to take another chal because the chal you took off initially took effect. And now that you stuff them together, the chal is that you took up beforehand took effect since now you have a Shir Chala. With Chacham and Mechayim, Chacham said the Chala you took on beforehand was from a dough which did not have a Shir Chala. So what you did beforehand did not work. And the Mela, you have to take another Chala. Nimsa Chayimra Kuloi. The Chumra of Rabbi Kiva says if you take a Chala from something that's less than the Shir Chala, take the effect. In this case, it will be a Kula that when he sticks it together with another thing, doesn't have to take another Chala. Where he's going to Chacham, he has to take another Chala.